Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, 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 welcome. A continuation in the recording of portions of the book Wisdom for the Devoted. Divine Wisdom and Exhortation Concerning the Devotee's Conduct. That's us. And we're on page 82. And we're on the 11th. This is the 11th installment. And our chapters for this time are called On Allah's Clemency with His People, Being Diffident of Allah, Those Wronged Will Be Recompensed by the Transgressors on the Day of Judgment. And one more. Jibril's Visit to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We got four chapters. It's all within five, six pages, so it's not short chapters, as this book is mostly of. We'll begin with the Fatiha, and then we'll bring in the light of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with elongations of the name, and I almost just start the recitation from the book, from what Sidi's writings are. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanirrahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Ibrahim.
Alayhi salatu Salam, Tabarak Rabna Talait Yadur Shalali Vadikram. Page 82. On Allah's clemency with his people. It was narrated in Hadith Qudsi that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, O child of Adam, I remember you and you forget me. I conceal your faults, and you do not fear me. If I command the earth, it will swallow you. If I command the ocean, it will drown you. But instead, I delay your time to an appointed date I have determined, and on a time I have determined. Each soul will pass before me and stop between my hands. I remind you of your deeds and I count your actions until you are certain that you are ruined and realize that you are from those who are qualified for the fire. Then I will grant you my forgiveness and gift you with my acceptance. And I will say to you, do not fear, do not be sad, for I have pardoned all of your sins. And for you I name myself the Mighty, the Almighty, Al-Aziz, the All-Forgiving, Al-Ghafar. Do not plan your affairs, for those who plan have been ruined. Surrender your affairs, and you will find us doing better for you than yourself. Remember my favor upon you, since I created you from a gamut. And do not forget my formation and my gentleness to you when you were in the womb. Submit the matter to me, and know that I am in charge of my rules and do as I will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my worshippers, you obey me, and I bring you near to me. You disobey me, and I am patient. And if you return to me, I accept you. If you say I have sinned, I say I have concealed your sin. If you say I repent, I say I accept. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam admonished him, saying, take advantage of five matters before five other matters. Your youth before you become old. Your health before you fall sick. Your wealth before you become poor. Your free time before you become busy. And your life before your death. This hadith was narrated by Al-Hakim, who characterized it as authentic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if two groups among the believers fall to fighting among themselves, bring about reconciliation between them. But if one group wrongs the other, then fight against the one who acts wrongfully until it returns to the order of Allah. And if it returns, then bring about reconciliation between them by justice and acting justly. Truly Allah loves those who act justly. Quran 49:9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but whoever kills a believer intentionally, his reward is hell, where he shall abide forever, and the wrath of Allah is upon him, and he has cursed him. The great torment is prepared for him. In hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I love three, but my love for three others is more intense. I love the inhabitants of the heavens, but my love for a poor person who is generous is more intense. I love those who are humble, but my love for a rich man who is humble is more intense. I love the repentant, but my love for the youth who repents is more intense. O Allah, You are the one I seek in all directions. I complain to you of harm, so please have mercy upon me. O Allah, my hope, the reliever of calamity, forgive my sins and fulfill my need. I have committed ugly deeds. Who else in creation has committed what I have? Will you burn me in the fire, O my ultimate hope? Where then is my hope and my fear? Page 85, being diffident of Allah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu, narrated that one day the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, be diffident, al-haya, of Allah, as you ought to be. The companions present said, all praise to Allah, we are diffident of Him. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, that's not the point. Whoever is truly diffident before Allah as much as his due, he should protect his head and that which it comprises, as in his mind, his mouth, and his ears, his stomach, and that which is adjoining it. And he should remember death and that which is to come after it. And whoever desires the final world, he should abandon the adornments of this world. Whoever fulfills these duties has been diffident of Allah as much as is his due. Being diffident of Allah is to know his grace and to feel ashamed to disobey him. My master guide, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, the feet of the worshipper will not slip on the day of resurrection until he is asked about five things: how he lived his life, how he utilized his youth, with what means he earned his wealth, how he spent his wealth, and what he did with his knowledge. Imam al-Tirmidhi, the Messenger of Allah, spoke the truth. Those wronged will be recompensed by the transgressors on the day of judgment. Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu anhu, narrated, it was said, once the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sitting among us, and all of a sudden we saw him laugh, and laugh until his teeth were showing. Umar, radiyallahu anhu, asked, O Messenger of Allah, may my father and mother be sacrificed for your sake. What is causing you to laugh? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I'm laughing because two men of my community were kneeling down before the Lord of Majesty, and one of them said, O Lord, retrieve for me what my brother has wrongfully taken from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the accused man, give your brother his rights, which you have abused. The brother said, but I have no good deeds left to give him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the one demanding his rights, "What do you want if there's nothing left for him to give you?" The man said, "Let him carry my sins on my behalf." The messenger's eyes filled with tears. And he continued, "This day is severe and people will need someone to carry their sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the one demanding his rights, 'Raise your head and look at the garden.' And the man will raise his head and exclaim, 'O Lord, I see high minarets made of silver and palaces made of gold decorated with pearls. Who among the children of Adam does this belong to? Does it belong to the truthful believer or to the martyr?' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, 'This belongs to the one who can pay me the price.' The man will ask, 'O Lord, who may own its price?' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, 'You own it.' The man will ask, 'What's the price?' Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, 'The price is your forgiveness of your brother.' The man will answer, 'O Lord, indeed, I have forgiven him.' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, 'Then take the hand of your brother and let him enter the garden.' The messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Have consciousness of Allah and guard yourselves against evil, taqwa, and reconcile between one another, for Allah is the one who reconciles between the faithful believers.' My brother, reflect on this now, for when your record is empty of oppressing another, and at the same time shows gentleness and forgiveness of others, you may be forgiven and attain a happiness that leaves no trace of misery, and enjoy a blessing that does not harbor any potential of annihilation." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "From among the believers there are men who are true to what they swore to Allah. Some of them have fulfilled their vow to the death, and some of them are waiting to do the same without having changed their resolve in the least bit." Quran 33:23. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, "Those of the children of Israel who went astray were cursed by the tongues of Dawood and Isa, son of Maryam. That is because they rebelled against Allah and transgressed beyond the bounds set by Allah. They did not restrain one another from the evil which they were doing, and truly what they used to do was vile." Quran 5:78-9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, "O my worshippers, I have forbidden oppression for myself and have made it forbidden among you, so do not oppress one another." The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Be conscious of Allah and guard yourselves against evil, for it will be dark on the day of judgment." The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, "Indeed, Allah grants respite to the oppressor, but when he eventually captures him, he does not let go of him." He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then recited, "And just like that, your Lord seizes them when he seizes the cities, even while they are oppressing the believers. Truly his grasp is grievous and severe." Quran 11:102. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, "Beware of the prayer of the oppressed, for there is no veil between it and Allah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "When the promise of the final world comes, we shall bring you forth as an assembled crowd. By the truth we have sent it down, and by the truth it has descended." Quran 17:104-5. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Black flags will come from Khorasan," the area that was known as Khorasan in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, corresponds primarily to the area known as Afghanistan today. "No power will be able to stop them, and they will finally reach Ilia," an old name for Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem. This hadith was narrated by Ibn Majah from At-Tirmidhi by Ahmad, and is characterized as authentic. Allah sets forth the example of a city that was secure and content, its provision coming to it from everywhere, but it covered up the truth about the favors of Allah. So Allah made it taste robes of hunger and fear for what its people had done. Quran 16:112. Jibreel's visit to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, said, "One day, while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there appeared before us a man dressed in extremely white clothes with very black hair. No traces of travel were visible on him, and none of us knew him. He sat down close to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rested his knees against his knees, and placed his palms upon his thighs, and said, 'O Muhammad, inform me about Islam.' The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, replied, 'Islam is that you should testify that there is no deity save Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, that you should perform the ritual prayer, salah, give alms, zakah, fast during Ramadan, and perform the pilgrimage, the hajj, to the house, the Kaaba in Makkah, if you can find a way to it, or the means for making the journey to it.' The man said, 'You've spoken truly.' We were astonished at his thus questioning him and telling him that he was right. But he went on to ask, 'Now inform me about faith, iman.' The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, replied, 'It's to believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers, and in the last day, and in the divine destiny, Qadr, both in its good and its evil aspects.' The man said, 'You have spoken truly.' And then he asked, 'Inform me about perfection, ihsan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, it is that you should serve Allah as though you could see him. For though you cannot see him, yet he sees you. And the man asked, inform me about the hour. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, about that the one question knows more than the questioner. So he said, well, inform me of the signs thereof. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are that the slave girl will give birth to her mistress, that you will see the barefooted ones, the naked, the destitute, and the shepherds competing with each other in raising lofty buildings. Thereupon the man left, and I waited a while, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, O Umar, do you know who that questioner was? And I replied, Allah and his messenger knows better. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that was Jibril. He came to teach you your religion. This is reported by Hadith Muslim and was narrated through many chains of transmission. Alhamdulillah. It brings us to the middle of page 89, where we'll call it quits today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.